It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, we recently had Mr. Harry Wood with us. Harry is an outfitter up in New Mexico, and he outfits mule deer and elk hunts up there. We talked a lot about the guided hunts, but a lot of people have not been exposed to the drop camp. And that's my favorite way to hunt, but I've hunted a good bit in the mountains, you know, but it's a lot of fun. It's way cheaper, a lot cheaper than a guided hunt. And there's nothing at all wrong with a good guided hunting with a guide. That's maybe the first time a person goes out west to hunt. That's probably the best. But we're going to talk about the having a drop camp where you kind of hunt on your own. Harry, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Luke. Thanks for having me.
Had a lot of good input on our other little segment that we did talking about New Mexico hunting mule deer. The truth is, here in Texas, mule deer are a commodity. I've hunted years ago. I used to hunt Clayton Williams' West Pyle Ranch out around Fort Stockton and Silverton out in that country. But now it's not a cheap hunt in Texas. New Mexico, honestly, is, in my opinion, for someone wanting to go mule deer hunting, is probably the better choice right now, you know?
Yes, sir.
Lots of deer out there. Let's talk about a drop camp, Harry. The cost is what, half? Or
It's about $1,200 less than a guided hunt. The drop camp itself. You can get your license and everything for a 5-day hunt. License the whole package for less than $2,000.
And that opens up the door to a lot of people. Now, the type hunter and that you would recommend for a drop camp, he obviously, a lot of guys get together, two or three buddies, I know they do, and get you to set a drop camp up for them. But the type hunter needs to be experienced. I mean, it does, you know, maybe a lifelong whitetail hunter from Texas that's really accustomed to doing their own cooking and all that. They should be able to do just fine with the little instructions from you as far as where to hunt and the way you hunt, right?
Sure, and we spend a lot of time with you, showing you around the ranch and suggesting to you how to hunt it as far as showing you areas to glass, good shaded areas where you think the mule deer should be, water holes, water sources, that sort of thing. And spend a lot of time with you, like I say, show you. Because it's a different kind of country than most whitetail hunters. It's more open-type country and takes quite a bit more glassing and that sort of thing. But, yeah, we spend a lot of time with you to help you get started.
Yep. Every year I go up to the northern part of New Mexico with, I think I told you about that, with a buddy, David Williams. That,
yes, sir.
Great friend, owns Hunter Supply. He doesn't outfit or anything. Just got a kind of a small ranch right on the Continental Divide. But the first time you hunt up there, and I bet a lot of your clients will say this too, in New Mexico, you think, well, there's probably no deer even anywhere out here. But you start glassing and start picking that brush apart with your optics. And sometimes they're just out. You know, you'll see them out feeding or whatever. But on first observation, you wonder if there are any deer around. You know, that's a woods hunter going out there for the first time, you know.
That's for sure, Luke. Yes, sir. That's very
good. You see that a lot. Okay, describe the drop camp. What's it going to be like?
Sure. I provide a 14-by-16-foot wall tent with propane heaters, your propane stove, all your cooking gear, cots, padded, good padded cots, pretty much a complete camp. You have a little separate cook shack there for you to do your cooking in. And it's just a pretty much complete camp. All you have to show up with is your food and your personal gear and your sleeping bag and your, of course, your rifle and binoculars and that sort of thing. We suggest that you bring a four-wheel drive to get around the ranch on, or we also let folks use their UTVs or ATVs to get around on the ranch roads. And it's pretty much just a complete package deal. All you have to do is show up with your license and your personal gear, and you're ready to go.
And the license up there are over-the-counter, aren't they?
Yes, sir. On private land, they are.
Yep, which is a big plus in any western state. A lot of them you have to draw, and sometimes that might take more than 1 year to get your license. Okay, so say me and three or four buddies have one of your drop camps. You spent some time showing us how you hunt in areas on a particular ranch where to expect to find deer. So we get one down back in the hill somewhere. There's probably going to be roads on, I'm sure there is on all these ranches, but you may get off the road some, right? I mean, you may kill one over the next canyon or something.
Sure, sure.
So now, of course, being an old elk and bear guide and outfitter from years past, I know that's when the work starts. But a mule deer, not so hard to quarter up, and it's safe just over the, say, a half a mile back in there somewhere. You can just easily, a mule deer, quarter him up and pack him out, you know. But I think you were telling me if you get one down somewhere where you just have to have some help, you guys can give some assistance on that, getting the meat out, right?
Sure can help. We sure help you get it out, Luke. I also leave a few pack frames in the camp there in case you are somebody that likes to just break one down and bring them out, you know, instead of trying to drag them out of those canyons or something. You just want to break them down right there and bring them out in pieces. Well, we have pack frames there in camp for you to do that as well. And yes, we will help you if you're unable to get them out. We'll get them out of there for you.
Yep. Well, I've heard of a lot of good high rating folks talking about your hunts, Harry. I really have. We have some mutual friends that have hunted with you, and I know for a fact that it's not like you say, here's your tent, here's 4,000 acres, go get them. You're there to help the people. Now, the food, people need, experienced hunters know this, but you need to think about maybe even taking a little portable generator or a really good ice chest or three, have them on hand. And if the weather is warm, which it often is out there, especially early season, isn't it, Harry? You know, sometimes you deal with some warm weather.
Yes, sir.
You need to think about, ahead of time, the meat. So most of these ranches are not that far from civilization, right? I mean, if you need to go get some ice.
Sure, you can go to town and get ice. We're probably about 18 or 20 miles from town, but, I mean, it's not something that a guy can't do.
Yeah, 30, 40-minute drive,
sure.
And go into town and get supplies. But you do your own, the hunters do their own cooking, and there again, you can, I guess, whatever you like to eat or plan on cooking, you can make sure you pack it. But, again, it's not like you're up in the northern Canada wilds. If you need to go back in and get you some more pork chops or something, you're not so remote that you can't do that, right?
That's exactly right, yes, sir.
And
there's also a good little cafe there in town in Mayhill. If you go up to get ice or something, you just wanted to have a good hamburger or something that day, you can do that while you're in town as well. Yes, you have a complete camp there where you don't have to. You're not going to be fixing sandwiches and that kind of thing. You can cook whatever you like. It's a complete camp with good stoves and all your gears there. We want you to have a real good time. Enjoy your hunt.
Yep. Let's do this. Let's leave. We're going to leave this at the end of the show for you folks. But, Harry, how about a website or phone number? I know Facebook is a good way to stay up with you, too.
It is. Yes, sir. My Facebook page is Harry Wood Guide and Outfitter, if you just like my page there. And my website is harrywoodguides.com. There's a lot of information, photos, or references on there. And my home phone is 903-536-7130.
Folks, when we at the end of our segment, we'll leave that phone number and website again for you. But I always like to, I know I've been riding down the road and hear an outdoor show, I want to contact someone, and bingo, I've lost no way to write it down, but we'll get this back out there again. Now, technique, Harry, on hunting them. Spot and stalk is kind of the name of the game, isn't it?
It is. We do a lot of glassing, spot and stalk type hunting. Just prowl around in four-wheel drives or your UTVs. There's, like I say, there's a lot of ranch roads. My country is really broken up out there. It's not like it's like some parts of West Texas where there's just a few mountain ranges. And this, it's all broken up, so you need to cover quite a bit of country. And we tell our hunters to really look for shade. Mule deer love the shade. So you're looking for those little back north face canyons where they'll lay up and stuff. And it just takes a lot of glassing. And
you know, something that would be, and it is very, very helpful in any hunting, a GPS, a good GPS that'll mark a track on the roads. Of course, you're on road, so if you get off in the canyon half a mile away, you can get back on the road and get back to camp. But a GPS can be very, very helpful especially out in that country, you know.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's a good point for folks to think about when they come out there. Well, folks, I hope this little visit with Mr. Harry Wood has helped you. We had him on. Harry was with us, last week, I guess it was, talking about the hunts in general, the guided hunts. Now, the drop camp, if you've never been out there in the western states hunting mule deer, the drop camp is for a veteran, you know, a seasoned hunter. But it's nothing that a Texas whitetail hunter, if you're used to cooking on your own and all that, nothing that should intimidate you. You could do it easily. But Harry also offers guided hunts, and that would be also a good option. Maybe the first time you've ever been out hunting and out west, it'll give you an idea of some techniques and things that Harry and his team use, some things that you could learn. Harry, I appreciate you being with us. Next time we visit, we're talking strictly mule deer, but you also guide for elk out there. I know that.
I do. I've got some great elk hunting.
Yeah. So our next segment, let's concentrate on elk a little bit. And how about the website one more time and a phone number in case someone wants to plan a hunt with you? How about leaving that for everyone?
Sure. My website is HarryWoodGuides, GUIDES.com. And my home phone here is 903-536-7130. If anybody has any questions, well, we love to talk about hunting. Just call me anytime.
Well, Harry, thank you a lot, buddy, and we will. We'll get you back soon.
Hey, thank you so much, Luke.
Well, folks, that wraps us up today. Mr. Wood has been outfitting and guiding up in New Mexico for mule deer for several decades. He knows what he's doing up there. And if you get a chance, or if you ever wanted to hunt mule deer, that might be a good opportunity. It would be a good opportunity for you. Those drop camps actually are affordable and a good way for an experienced hunter to get up there and experience a whole different type of hunting. You know, the crappie have moved shallow now. That's all dependent upon water temperatures, but the water has warmed up enough. There's a lot of crappie in water 2 to 4 foot deep right now. A little jig, say a 1/16 ounce jig, red and black is always a good color, under a floater, cast out and just retrieve back real slowly with a little twitching motion. Maybe stop it around any kind of brush or likely looking spots where you'd find crappie. Good way to put a mess of crappie in the skillet right now. Really had a good time today. I'm looking forward already to next Saturday. Hope everyone has a great week in the outdoors. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.